Hi, everyone. Welcome to the No Particular Order podcast, Thursday, number 5555. We have our special guest, Mr. Kevin G, R for your Instagram peeps, KG Denver 70. You should really actually, if you're on Instagram, you should probably like look up his Instagram posts because they're pretty gnarly. They're pretty good. They're pretty great.
Thank you, Gio.
Hey, no worries, Kev. I'm going to like throw out like crazy retro words today because that's how I feel. Kevin's also drinking Pinot Noir, which is a step up from what I usually serve him at the bar. So we're happy about that. Although,
exactly.
That looks like one of our bar. Do you steal our bar glasses? That looks like one of our bar glasses.
I steal them from everywhere I go.
Oh, sweet. I love that. I love that about you, Kev. And then, of course, Teacher of the Year and author of Come Out and Play and mother of Sisyphus, Terry Vasquez. Oh, I should have did that first before I answered your name. I'm sorry. That was like backwards. But you know what I'm saying. Hey, Tara. How are you? How's class today? How's school? You did teach today, right? You did go to school. No?
It was good. It was, no.
Oh, well.
Oh. There you How'd you do?
I think it's the kids at testing.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I don't know. Did you? The kids are testing, right? Not you. Okay. I mean, you could test if you want to. Too. I don't care. So what we have today for everyone is the is Sisyphus. I want you guys to notice that Sisyphus weighs how much, Terry? Like 5 pounds, maybe? Soaking wet?
She weighs 10.
And the name is Yumi.
It's Sisyphus right now. 10 pounds, and she's like a terror. Meanwhile, my 105-pound dog is laying over there eating his bed right now. But that's okay.
I'm protecting the laptop from her,
coming out the other end later. But right now, he's a quiet little man. It's not going to be pretty later. We're going to draft. Kevin's choice was Canadian. Well, first it was Jordan's, which was a crazy choice. What up, Jamie? Bonjour. Bonjour, Jamie.
Bonjour.
Oh, no. Jamie has a joke. I am literally frightened by that statement right there. Yeah, we're ready, James. Go ahead. Give it to us. Kevin picked Canadian bands and or singers for the mock today. What's the difference between the Cleveland Browns and the cigarettes? Cigarettes are smoking hot. Boom! I'm going with that. Is that the correct answer? It has to be the correct answer.
I don't know. That's a good – I don't know. I have no clue.
What is the difference between the Cleveland Browns and cigarettes, Jamie?
Both good.
Mike Tomlin doesn't smoke. Oh! I will not have Mike Tomlin slander on this podcast, Dick. I cannot believe you said that. Mike Tomlin does. Oh, I'm even taking that off the screen. That's ridiculous. Mike Tomlin doesn't smoke cigarettes. Jamie, you were my favorite. Now you're not even close to the top 100 of my favorites, which goes far. Terry doesn't get it because Terry knows nothing about sports. So
it's nothing?
Nothing. It's sad. It's really sad. Huh. I know, right? I can't even believe she's my sister. She knows nothing about sports. But
I was going to say that's actually a shot at the Browns because Tomlin smokes the Browns all the time.
Oh, okay. Then I'm okay. Then you're back in there. Oh, wait. Does that make sense? See?
Yeah, it does. Totally.
Oh. Okay, Jamie. And so my total disdain for you has turned to incomplete and utter love. Like unabashedly love for you, Jamie. That was great. I get it now, and I love it. You're right. We do smoke the Browns every freaking time we play them.
Absolutely.
So will every team this year, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say, Jamie. Every team in that division is going to smoke you guys, even if they don't get Lamar. I'm sorry.
I stayed at a hotel just right beside like the Hilton in Cleveland on business, right outside that stadium. And I think it was like August. It was the coldest place on earth.
And
right on the lake.
The lake effect.
So cold.
But you're from Canada. Doesn't it get really cold there?
I moved from Canada.
Is that why you moved from Canada? Because it got really cold there.
So I moved to Denver. Great where, fucking
yeah,
move.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, where it's like, you know, -1 degrees, which shouldn't even be a temperature. And Terry came to visit me, and it was like, well, it was like 40 degrees, and she was like miserable because she's from Florida, and you know, it was too cold for her.
Plus she was flexing that Teacher of the Year award.
Yes. Yeah, it gets cold there with your 70 degrees. Oh my God, it's 70 degrees. We're freezing. I have to put a jacket on.
All right. Enough.
Enough. Terry, how familiar are you with Canadian music, by the way?
She panicked. I think she wanted Jordan's more. Did you? Oh, we lost her again.
Yeah. But I now have to do some research on Canadian music, and I find that there's a lot of
very good. That's fine. That's fair.
That's fair. Absolutely. We can live with that. All right.
I can get behind that.
We'll see if I can find it, if she's still some of mine. So we're going to do 7 rounds, hopefully. Might only get to 5. Depends on how many we steal from Terry, and then she runs out of people to pick. And then and how
there
much
you go.
And how much wine Kevin consumes before he can't start talking straight. And then we will see who wins this lovely mock battle. But before we do that, Underdog Fantasy, if you guys are not playing Underdog Fantasy, get on there and play it now. All the 3-letter sports you can play, PGA, NFL, NBA, NHL. One I'm always missing. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But
golf?
I did that, PGA.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But anyway, whatever it is, you guys can play it on Underdog Fantasy. Go use the GF2. Right, Sisyphus? I love you. Go use the GF2. use the GF2 promo code, and you will get $100 deposit match. And right now, I know this because I'm playing, there are some crazy best balls going on right now with Underdog. And you can win, my friend, because it's early and it's anybody's game. Hey, Jamie, I want you, every time we get to the end of, like after I pick, I want you to throw out one of your Jordans that you picked, because I want to know what you picked on those. I am.
Oh, okay, let's do one round of Jordans, just variable.
I couldn't even do one round. Oh, my God. Okay. He did the other kind.
I don't have it memorized.
Well, look what Jamie picked for his Jordans. Jordan. Yes. Jamie picked Jordan Knight, Michael B. Jordan, Montel Jordan, Jordan
Chaya. Okay. He's the winner.
Jamie, you know what? By far, Michael B. Jordan is the best one on there.
Yeah, duh.
Good. He is on my list. Yeah, he's on my list.
He should be on everyone's list and then like go back around and be on that second time around, because Michael B. Jordan is like just yeesh.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, makes my girl parts all happy.
Mine too.
Yeah, exactly. So I might like throw him in for a Canadian singer. I don't know. I could.
You know what? We probably all go. That sounds good.
That sounds good. Michael B. like it a lot. All right. Okay. First, for the random question of the day, which movie have you watched more than 3 times? Kevin, not including Horns.
Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Probably 30 times. Oh, 30 my God. Times. Oh my that God. Is like, I don't know.
No.
30 times 3, that's like 90 hours of my life. And it's just
brutal.
I love the story, man.
I love the story, but it's so brutal. I can't.
Story of redemption. Story of, you know, giving it to the man. Story of just, if you do the right thing in the end, you're going to win somehow. And you may have to go through a pile of shit to get there. But in the end, you're going to win.
Oh, okay. All right. I love the Shawshank Redemption. I really do. I mean, but there are certain scenes that I just have to skip over and I can't watch more than once. Like, I watched it. I don't think I've ever sat through the whole thing and watched it all at once. Like, I've watched bits and pieces of it, but yeah, it has to be Robbins, it has to be one of his better movies. Like,
it's heavy, you know, Morgan Freeman, all of them. And then that guy that plays the warden, who plays like the character all the time in every movie, that's a racist that you hate and you want to kill him. That's that guy.
Okay. All right. He went dark. Go, Terry. Terry? Hello? Movie. Watch more than three times.
Say mine's on that same level. I turn it over, and I like to copy the lines. Say it when they can. You.
You've watched the Warriors more on what? On what? On what platform have you watched Warriors more than three times? Like DFS, FS? What? Where do you watch? Damn! I just lost my Hulu too.
It's oh, you can use mine. You can jump on mine if you want.
I love the Warriors. I can't believe you're still watching it. And they have some great lines in there.
And
but you realize that like half the people that are going to watch this have no idea what movie you're
kind of like. If you can fight your way through it,
is it though?
Is it though?
Yeah. Like, I don't see either of the people in Shawshank Redemption going into what is obviously a lesbian hangout, thinking they're going to get laid and then get the shit kicked out of them by a bunch of girls. That's just not going to ever happen.
You know what, though? His hair was on point, Cyrus.
It was on point. His hair was on point.
Yes.
Yeah. It with the bottles, that is great. Yeah. It's a great movie. But both of you went kind of like dark. I went happy, go lucky.
That means you went with a Will Ferrell movie.
Oh my God. I hate
it's Will a happy Ferrell. Ending.
I love Will Ferrell, but I can't watch a full movie of his ever. Mm. It's like, no, that doesn't happen. Now I forgot the name of my movie. Shit.
Whole movie.
Anchorman.
Oh,
Anchorman was a great movie.
Okay, Anchorman's a guy movie. It's not a great movie. It's a guy movie. Come on. You know that's true.
I'm a guy, so it was a great movie.
True. The Terminator, the first one I'm hoping, I've seen the Terminator 30 times since I was 7.
Wow.
Oh my God, people are so young.
When did that movie come out?
It didn't come out like 80? The first one?
I think we're realizing how old Jamie was.
I know, right? All right. My movie is Love Actually, because it's one of those movies that you can watch over and over when you have a breakup. You can watch 1984. Holy shit, Jamie.
84. Jamie born in 77.
Oh, my God. Kevin's doing the math. I was told there wouldn't be math, so I'm not doing it.
Or actually, no. Jamie born in 91.
Wait, what? Oh,
yeah, I went the wrong way.
Yeah, you went.
I went the wrong way. Yeah.
Holy crap!
Actually, really?
Yeah, I love that movie. I just do.
No problem with the Hugh Grant thing with the hooker and shit.
I love the Hugh Grant thing with the hooker and shit, dude. Just wondering. Who else goes to LA to get a blowjob but some English guy? Come on. And like nobody else is like driving around LA.
And then made us feel guilty about it.
I know about it, right? No one else is driving around LA going, hey, you on the corner. Do you want to?
Who's the girl?
I'm saying.
Probably.
Wait, in Love Actually? Wait, what are you talking about, Terry? I was born in 1918. My dad and I used to watch it. Oh.
Oh.
That's kind of cute.
It's a good memory.
Yeah.
Good memory that your dad made you watch movies where machines were taking over the world and killing people.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right. Yes.
Who was the chick in Love Actually?
Getting ready for the future.
The main one.
Emma Thompson was in there. Emma Thompson was like, there was like five different characters. Emma Thompson was one of them. Keira Knightley was one of them.
Yes, that's her.
Okay, there we go.
I had a crush on her.
Keira Knightley?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that for you. I don't know why. But, I mean, oh my God, Jamie, really? Father of the year. First beer. Dude, you have to start young so you know you don't want to, you know, partake of it when you're older. I'm okay with that.
Correct.
I'm actually okay with that. So, yes, I do agree with he is Father of the Year for that. I think if you, like, if you make it forbidden, then people want to do it. But if you're like, here, take a toke. Yeah. And then you're like, I will never do that again. See, Terry, this is why you should have made me godmother of your son when he was young. I don't want him now.
There you go.
But when he was like, you know, 5 and 7, you should have made, you know what she did? She didn't make me godmother. She made her husband's brother. He would get possession of if something happened to both of them. I'm still not over that. I don't think you're messed up, Jamie. I think you're perfect.
Gladys, they probably had their reasons.
There is no good reason for that.
I know when my son was born and my ex-wife, we were all in a group and my best friends from high school and college were there. And they were like, there's two of them specific. Faisal, who's my best friend. I was the best man at his wedding, and another guy named DJ. And they were asking, who would you allow to take care of your son if you guys die? And my ex-wife, stone cold face, looked at them both and go, are there wolves?
His name is Faisal. I wouldn't let Faisal take care of Jackie. So, yeah. But that's different. My name's not Faisal. I'm glad.
You met Faisal. You met him.
I could be a Faisal, though. I could. You're right. I would have been a great parent to whatever your kid's name is, Quentin. I would have been a great parent to him. But no, let's let Lewis's brother do it. Whatever. Whatever, Terry. You know that took you out of my will, right? Like, right then, when you did it. So I'll put you back in now, but then.
I think you're wonderful.
So let's move on. Let's go to the Canadian mock drafts now.
Let's do it.
Do it. The order is, I am also ready. The order is Kevin will go first. Terry will go second. I will go third. And then Jamie, who already gave us all his Jordans, was going to go fourth. But since we already know who his Jordans are, he's out. Kevin, who is your 1A Canadian band?
My 1A Canadian band. One second, please.
Are you going to play music?
I gotta get in the mode here.
Oh my god. Are you gonna put on something Canadian? Oh my god! The maple leaf and everything. Yeah, all right. There are props. Looking good. Looking good, Canada.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much. With the first pick of the inaugural, because this will happen again. We're gonna want to do this again, I think. Draft. Kevin Geiger picks, born in Toronto, born and raised in Toronto. I pick the Tragically Hip.
Okay. That's not who I thought you'd pick.
Canadians who understand and know Canadian music know that the Tragically Hip are ingrained into our being, into our soul. And when, unfortunately, I don't mean to get dark on you again, Gladys, but when their lead singer, Gord Downie, passed away, he from brain cancer, still did a tour with brain cancer as his last tour before he passed away in 2017. The whole country mourned. I cried for 2 days straight.
Okay.
But this band...
Give me a song.
It's like, name a song. Like New Orleans is Sinking, Courage, Gift Shop, all of it. Like if I need to play something, let me know. But this band, you guys, my girlfriend from Littleton, Colorado, now looks at the Tragically Hip as one of her favorite bands because of how good they are.
Does she look at them because how good they are? Or does she look at them because how much she loves you?
A bit of both.
Okay. All right.
It's the hair.
It is the hair. You do have really great hair. It's the Canadian hair.
So, look at Kyle dropping some facts for sure. Absolutely. So,
are these songs from the Tragically Hip?
Absolutely, they are.
Okay.
Fiddler's Green's a great tune. Little Bones, a great song too. In the trunk of my car. Which is like talking about putting a body in the back of the car.
Yeah, that didn't sound right.
I'm telling you right now, y'all gotta have a friend that has a car where you can fit a body in the trunk.
That's my husband.
Oh, and he's got to be the guy too that when you call and you just say, I need you to bring a shovel and a bag.
I'm there.
And don't ask any other questions. You just say, how big of a bag?
And I'm not going to have to shovel it. You can do it. All right.
I like Kyle dropping some facts there. Good job. That is by far. If there was 20 Canadians on this thing right now, they would be like, yeah, Kev got that right.
Okay, whatever. Terry.
Okay, I went back, and I have the Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
Ooh, yes.
BTO.
Yes. I like the don't bring me down and you ain't seen nothing yet.
TCB.
Okay, you ain't seen nothing yet. I like that. All right. Terry pulled that out of her ass. I like it.
Yes, she did.
Bachman-Turner Overdrive. All right. I'm going to go, since I go back to back, my first one is Rush.
Ah, that was going to be my next pick.
I know. I couldn't believe it wasn't your first one because they are, like, I don't even know, like, what bands are Canadian and which bands aren't. And I know Tom Sawyer and I know Rush. So, and I know Rush because of the song Tom Sawyer. And you know Tom, hey, go lay down. You know Tom Sawyer?
Yep. Me, Rye.
Thank you, Jamie. This is why I love Jamie. Rush should have been the 101. Yes. Come on.
Jamie lost all his credibility earlier with this Cleveland stuff.
What?
I'm going with Kyle. Kyle knows what he's talking about. Tom Sawyer, true story.
Okay.
11th grade, me, girl. Felt a booby listening to Tom Sawyer.
See? That's why it should have been your 101. Nah. Is that your first booby?
Totally.
Yeah.
He had to go a little deeper than that. He has a girlfriend now.
Dude, you felt your first booby listening to Tom Sawyer and it wasn't your 101? I am flabbergasted right now. I don't even know what to say.
I did a lot of other stuff listening to Tragically Hip.
Yeah, that's because you're older and more mature.
It's just a little later.
All right. Since I get to pick again, I'm going to pick a band that is universally disliked. But
this is a snake draft? This is bullshit.
I said it was a snake draft like 5 times.
I was ready.
I'm sorry. I am sorry, buddy. You know what? My second band, Nickelback, baby.
No.
Because I was listening to a baseball podcast one day, and the guys brought up how much they hate Nickelback. Nothing to do. It wasn't even like a Toronto team. It wasn't even a Canada team. It was like two USA teams, and I don't even know why they bought up Nickelback, but they were like,
they probably played the Nickelback song on the field but
the two announcers were like, oh, I hate Nickelback. And I'm like, yes, everyone hates them, but everyone listens to them. Nickelback.
I was going
to
say,
if
they come on in the car, do you turn it off?
You're singing. You're singing with them.
Can you turn it off?
No, you do not.
No.
Because
I'll tell you right now, if that goddamn Chad Kroeger comes on with that Josie Scott song and they sing Hero, I'm almost in tears.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. It's Rockstar. Come on. The video for Rockstar alone should have made them like 2-1. But
the lyrics to that song are possibly the most misogynistic lyrics in the history of mankind.
Kyle likes Nickelback.
They do. Yeah. That's like stating the obvious. They do have some bad albums. Yeah.
But they have some great songs. They've sold 50 million albums, people.
They're coming to Denver. They're coming to Denver. We should go.
When? Where?
I don't know. Sometime this summer. I think they're playing Fiddler's Green. They better not be playing anywhere bigger than Fiddler's Green.
I would go to Fiddler's Green. I wouldn't go see them at Red Rocks, but I would go see them at Fiddler's Green.
I agree.
Okay. It's a date. Terry, you're 2-1.
Me?
You're 2-2.
Yep. I was going to go with... He's part of a band. Neil Young. Nash.
Oh.
Neil Young is Canadian.
Yep.
And we could teach our children well.
Neil Young's He wasn't even on my list. Sorry.
Wow.
He was not?
Wow.
Whatever, people. He was like last, didn't Kyle, like, wasn't he like a big Neil Young thing going on with the 70s and 80s rock music that we did the mock? Is that where you got it from, Terry? Did you steal it from Kyle?
No. Well, okay. Yeah. I was surprised to see he was Canadian.
Okay. Now it's your turn, Kev.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, but then I got another one coming the other way.
Yeah. All right. Back to back.
I am going to go back in the day to one of the best ensemble bands ever in the history of mankind.
Mankind.
The Band.
That's their name?
That's the name.
Oh, my God.
Canadians.
Thank you. Right? Canadians.
You guys have heard of, you guys have heard of the album The Last Waltz. I know you have. If you haven't, I feel bad for you. But the band was made up of Robbie Robertson, the band with Rick Danko, Neil Young, Levon Helm. Neil Young played in there for a while. Ronnie Hawkins. Uh-huh. I can go on and on.
You could. No one would know what you're talking about, but you could go on and on. Except for Kyle. But Kyle's
Canadian.
Kyle,
who's winning the draft right now?
Kyle is Canadian. It doesn't count. His vote does not count. Canada only gets half a vote in this. Sorry. But on the other side of the Great Lakes from you. I don't, what does Garth Hudson mean? What is that? Is that a person?
No.
What is Garth Hudson?
He was in the band too.
Oh, so it is a person.
Okay. Wasn't he in the band? No, he was not.
Was why he? Is Kyle like no. throwing his name out?
I don't know.
Kyle, come on, man. What's happening here? It was Garth Hudson in this band that the band. See,
oh, Kyle. Garth Hudson. No, Garth Hudson's from that is Mike Myers, right?
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Oh, this is a character?
Yeah, Garth and what's your name?
Oh, Wayne's World?
Yeah. Wayne's World? Wayne Garth. So it was the other guy, Wayne's Dana World. Carvey. Dana Wayne's Carvey.
Why would you just throw that out? I'm so lost right now. All right, both of those guys know. From Canada?
They were Canadian. No,
Garth Hudson was. Garth Hudson was in the band too. So.
Wow. There's a lot going on with the band.
Like, it is.
I know, right? It's like
I think they're making it up. I'm just going to throw out a name. Like the singer.
Is it my turn again?
You don't get any more turns. You've been banned from having turns.
No, I'm gonna pick
you've
someone.
The band.
I've got to pick someone y'all know this time.
Yeah, you the pick for the band. Have you banned?
The turn.
You know what?
And I'm sober. I'm sober. And I.
You know what? I'm gonna pour myself another one. So with
okay, your third pick, third round.
Every year at the Ogden, every year at the Ogden or the Fillmore, I don't know which bar it is, in Denver, local musicians get together and they play the whole album of The Last Waltz, and it sells out every year.
And okay, so we're in Denver, so they're probably all high, so they probably don't even realize what they're doing. But okay, that was a great story.
That could be true. All right. Am I on my next pick?
You're on your third round, yes.
Third round, first pick, 3.01, correct?
Yes.
I had a zero in there for the metric conversion. I am going to choose possibly next to Nas, the best debut album ever. Our girl singing Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, she was on my list.
She was
my list. She ain't anymore.
Dang.
That is probably one of the better debut albums ever in the history of world. In the history of man and womankind. It
really was.
So
it was
many hits
coming
on that.
Rage in the 90s, like in the, when was it, late 90s?
Yeah, okay.
Early 2000s.
I can't believe mid-night. With like one pick you redeemed yourself from the band. That's awesome, Kevin.
1995.
See, I had it 95. And
Jamie wasn't even
like,
born yet.
Front to back. I remember you guys had top hip hop albums of all time. And front to back, or you had top albums of all time. I can't remember what it was. But front to back, that album is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. I totally agree with you. I've just lost connection on my mouse. That might not be a good thing. It's a great album. Isn't it ironic? Made it to Broadway play. So kudos.
You know what? They're coming to, that's coming to Denver too.
Yeah. Do not want to see that under any circumstances.
I do.
Sorry, but why?
It's funny because Katie loves, my girlfriend, she loves to go to, those kind of musical things.
Mm-hmm. Musical
and
things.
I'm always pushing back on it. I'm like, oh, it's going to be horrible. Oh, I hate it. No, I'm not doing that. So we went to Moulin Rouge.
Ooh, see, I would go there. I would go see Moulin
Rouge. Who was the first guy up standing singing? Your kid right here.
You knew the words to Moulin Rouge?
Well, they only sing, like songs from the 80s.
Like Patti LaBelle's.
Yeah, in the musical. And like all the songs we know, like everything. So.
Yeah, okay. I Alanis Morissette like really redeemed you. I'm so happy to say. I was getting scared there for a while.
That was great. Thank you.
Great pick.
I have more coming up that should be
redemptive of. Terry, what you got for round three?
Yes.
Yes.
She's not on my list.
Come on.
Thank you very much.
She had one good song, and it wasn't even hers. Come on.
No, she had a couple.
What are you talking about?
It's All Coming songs. Back to Me. All By Myself.
My Heart Will Go On.
And of course, the Titanic song.
Yeah, the Titanic song was her best song. It's not even hers.
That's the one. Isn't that My Heart Will Go On?
Yes, but It's All Coming Back to Me. I like that one too.
Oh, Terry, Kyle, Jamie said he didn't hear what you said. She said Celine Dion, Kyle. You didn't miss much. You're good. Celine Dion.
The Power of Love.
Come. See?
She's saying the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack, like the song from that.
Wow, Kevin.
She's legit.
All right, you know what?
Thank you.
I wasn't going to pick this person. But now I am, just because you guys are like going off kilter with the band and Celine Dion, Shania Twain. I don't even like her, but I'm putting her
on. Hell yeah.
That was my other one.
You're losing all your girls.
Now I got to go Google
what? Sometimes I feel like a woman.
I'm all out.
You're out. It's only in the third round. How can you be all out?
This may have to be a five rounder.
It might have to be a five rounder because Terry's all out in the third round. I'm Googling now. Oh my God. I don't even know if I want to. I used to bang my high school girlfriend to Celine Dion. Nice, Jamie.
Jamie with the. Did he use the word bang?
He did use the word bang.
He did use the word bang.
It was. Bang. You can tell.
Can we ask Kyle where he's from?
Kyle, where are you from?
I got a feeling he's like in Windsor or Hamilton or somewhere like that. I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling Windsor or Hamilton? Kyle, is he close? Are you from Windsor and or Hamilton? Is that a thing? Are they far apart? Or are they close together?
Sudbury. Oh, he's from way north.
Oh, it's Windsor and Hamilton, not north?
No.
Oh,
like Sudbury's on the way to Lake Huron up there. I mean, what do you call it? Hudson Bay. It's way up there.
Oh, Kyle's a northerner. Hey, yeah. Kyle. Like Northern Ontario girl, Shania Twain that I just picked. What? And I don't even like her. And I just picked her because you guys went, you know who I'm going to pick next?
I like her.
And I'm going to do it just because, of course you do. Justin Bieber. Yeah.
He was on my list, man.
Of course, I did that because, you know what?
I didn't put him on my list.
The kid has been around. What?
You didn't have him? The Biebs?
You didn't have the Bieber, but you had Celine Dion.
Come on, Terry.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what?
That wasn't a complete sentence. You know that, right? Okay. What is the difference? He doesn't sing high-pitched, stupid songs?
I'll tell you right now, the second that song, Holy, comes on the radio, I'm the first one singing it.
Singing it, exactly.
Which one? My panties on stage, everything.
Yeah, I do sing along.
Why was he not on your list, Terry? I need to know this. I need to know why.
Because I figured one of you would have had him.
BTS person didn't pick Justin Bieber. That's what I need to know.
No. Well, he wants to sing with the BTS, so there.
Who doesn't? I want to sing with the BTS. Do. Exactly. And I want to dance with them. Except I wouldn't look as good as they do. That's the problem.
And Justin Bieber pulls in a lot. Like, he got Chance the Rapper on that song. He got Hailey Bieber. I could go on.
Kyle? Is Kyle saying Celine Dion is greater than Justin Bieber?
Yep, he is.
Because I will not stand for Bieber slander right now. That's fucking ridiculous, Kyle. That is a ridiculous statement.
Kyle will understand when I say to him, Oski Wee Wee, because that's a thing in Hamilton. He knows.
Is it? It doesn't even sound remotely like it should be PG.
He was talking about the Hamilton Tiger Cats, which is a Canadian football team, of which back in the day there was nine, ten teams. Two of them were named the Rough Riders. They couldn't come up with an additional name.
Well, I was going to say Canada. Come on, thanks, Canadians. Canada. Thanks, Canada. Let's name all our kids. What's a popular name in Canada? John?
No.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know. It's popular name.
Did it begin with a K? Because Kevin.
George. Kyle. Let's go with Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin is popular.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks. You're the best. Let's name all our kids Kevin because we can't think of anything else. Terry.
Terry, if you choose my pick right now, you and I, I'm going to be writing a letter to the Florida Board of Schooling telling them.
You know they don't have that, right? Florida.
They don't?
It's Florida. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah. Terry, pick. Terry, hello.
Yes.
It's your pick.
No, I told you. I'm Googling. I'm going to pick.
It's only been three rounds.
Oh, frittata. Frittata is an egg dish.
That's
that
how
you eat on
works.
Easter.
Terry, do you know a song she sings?
Yes, she does. Terry, don't look. I know you do.
I'm like a bird.
And you know.
Bird.
And you know the Timbaland song that she sings with him.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, Promiscuous.
No. There you go.
She's looking at the Google. She didn't know.
She's not. I can tell. She's got her hat down real low. She's not looking. You know what?
Wow.
I gotta get a hat.
You're up next. What is he going? Okay.
He's going to go get a hat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he should. Kyle thinks that's your best.
I had her on my list.
My next pick.
He was my last one.
Kyle thinks that's your best pick, Terry, which really isn't saying much because I've seen your picks. I haven't. Right
All
here.
Right.
So, yeah.
I sort of agree.
You agree, Nelly? Is
well, her
best
she's
pick?
Supposed to be a good writer.
Supposed to be?
No. I think who'd she pick? BTO,
Neil Young, Celine Dion.
Neil Young is her best pick. That's her best pick.
Well, considering that she stole it from Kyle
had already
from
picked
the
Neil
previous
Young.
Show.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Kyle would pick them.
Okay, well, then that's bullshit.
It's okay because she stole one from her husband last time, too. Oh, wow. Those are all Nelly Furtado songs. Okay. All right. She's big on one word songs. That's great. That's awesome. Okay. This romance between Kyle and Kevin is just becoming obnoxiously nauseous.
Well, we're Canadian. We know each other.
Okay. I can go with that.
all Canadians know each other. Just ask, like, whenever you're like, oh, do you know Dave in Toronto?
And yeah.
You know, there's 7 million people.
Hey,
sure.
Yeah. Hey, I know Dave.
That's a small place. Dave.
Do you know him, eh?
Yeah, hey, I know Dave. I know Dave. I'm going to say A on everyone picks now. Kev, you're up.
With my
fourth pick.
Fifth pick.
No, it's your fourth.
Fourth pick.
Kyle knows Toronto, Dave.
I choose Drake.
Okay, he was never on my list. I hate Drake so much.
By poser. Far.
Poser. Poser.
Whatever. You know what? Everybody hates him, but everybody listens to his songs.
I do. They know do. The song.
They do. I love Drake. You know what?
Can I sing one Drake song?
He was on Degrassi Junior High. Yeah,
exactly. And now he's trying to be all hard.
What it takes to play a kid in a wheelchair, for fuck's sake, it takes a lot.
Yeah, you have to roll around.
You have to roll around.
You have to, like, look sad. And then you have to let Rihanna, like, bitch slap you and break your heart. Oh, poor Drake.
So I have two stories. The Drake story is I always go into my son's room, and my favorite Drake song is I'm gonna put my money in the grave. So whenever I go in my son's room, I always look at him and go, put my money in the grave. In other words, you're not getting a cent.
Oh, okay.
Not one red cent. Simple as that.
Oh, that's
and then,
so heartwarming.
He built this like 50,000 square foot mansion in Forest Hill in Toronto. And my mom and my cousin, who are crazy people, I love them to death.
Apple didn't fall from the tree.
They went to the house outside to look at it.
Uh-huh.
And then I said to my mom, I said, well, Katie said, did you guys met Drake? And she was like, oh yeah, he came out and waved to us. He did not.
I'm not sure that waving is technically meeting him though. So she may have been right.
We're talking about Joanne Geiger in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You know what? She meeting and waving to her are the same damn thing.
Hey, I'm just saying right now, if Colin Farrell waves to me, I'm going to consider it like we had sex. That's going to be the analogy. Yes. Yes, I did. He waved and it was immaculate. So, yes. Double doubles make fun of the Keeners. Okay. I have no idea what's happening here.
Well, who is saying double double? You want to know what a double double is?
Maybe. It's Jamie said it.
Tim Hortons, you go and you get a double-double. That means double cream, double sugar in your coffee. And you get a cruller.
What's a Keener?
You got to get a cruller with it, too.
Okay, so then, all right, that's part of it. But what's the Keeners getting into kerfluffles? What does that mean?
That's the...
And that's how does Jamie know this?
The Keeners are like the kids that are like sort of like... really like on point or in like, I think this is what he's talking about. They are like very like school kids that are really, really sharp at school and getting into kerfuffles or getting all upset and getting into like a little bit of little fights and stuff like that.
Kerfluffles means fight?
I think so.
Oh, that's a cute little Canadian way of saying fighting. And I'm guessing it's true because Kyle's agreeing and he's, well, Cleveland is close to Canada, right? Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up there. That's why Jamie knows all this stuff. Sure. All right. So for four rounds, KG has Tragically Hip.
Yes.
The band.
Yes.
Alanis Morissette and Drake. Terry has BTO, Neil Young, Celine Dion, and Nelly Furtado. Oh, Kyle, we already knew that you were a nerd, and that's not a bad thing. We still love
you.
No,
it's not a bad thing at all.
At all. That's why we love you, Kyle. I don't know if we could love you if you weren't a nerd, because your nerdiness is so endearing that it's remarkable. I have Rush, Nickelback, Shania Twain, and Justin Bieber. Pretty sure I'm winning. And that's like
I'm pretty sure I am absolutely destroying both of you.
Absolutely destroying. Not even, I'm winning a little. Oh, you're welcome, Kyle. It's true, though. Seriously, it's true. Wait, Kyle's not a Keener? I thought like
I remember a Keener being like a kid that would like study all the time at school.
AKA nerds.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's a nerd. But, yeah. Yeah.
But Jamie's saying Kyle's not a Keener. Jamie, please. Who do you know that's more nerdy than Kyle?
Thanks. Look at Kyle saying he loves all of our lists.
See, because that's he's Canadian. He's done a good job. He's so nice.
Okay.
trying to figure out who my next pick's going to be. This is turning into a shit show.
I think you hit that plateau when you said the band. Though.
Oh, no, so, mine's coming.
Yeah,
why are you keeping a good pick until later?
Why she's Googling. All right, you're up, KG. Round five, baby.
Oh, I got to go again?
Yes, it's a snake draft.
I'm not ready.
Oh, my God. Kyle's.
I am going to go with a Canadian legend. Oh my God. A man that speaks the words of Canada. Gordon Lightfoot. So there was a, I don't know if you guys have ever heard Gordon Lightfoot, but he sounds like this. So I remember hearing a comedian one time doing Gordon Lightfoot doing the American national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, because they all sound it's fantastic. Right.
But Gordon Lightfoot is a Canadian hero. He's probably gotten some sort of knighthood of Canada. I'm pretty sure if
you
they
guys
do
have
that,
knighthoods?
Still, I don't know. We're part of the Commonwealth.
Okay.
We didn't leave like y'all did.
Yep. Y'all. I knew that.
Did we leave as much as we forced our way out?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? You got rude, like you always do. You American, getting rude. And you decided to start a war because you didn't want to pay the queen or the king at that time, I guess.
The queen or the king, you know. Yeah. Unless,
oh, look at that. Look at that. Americans evading that taxes. Oh, imagine that. Come on. Give me a break.
Taxation without representation.
Y'all were lucky that the IRS didn't exist then, because that's all you were trying to do, not pay taxes.
Still what we're trying to do. I still wouldn't mind not paying taxes.
Seriously.
Although, if anyone's listening, I have. I hate tea. I have paid my taxes this year, so in case anyone is listening, so I don't want to be audited.
Now I got to figure out who I'm going to pick again.
Terry, you're up. Oh, his wife did a songwriting clinic.
I got it. Lifeway. I'm going. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is way cool.
That is great.
Working.
Lover Boy. Woo!
Okay. That's a decent pick. After Love Nelly Furtado, that's a decent pick. Lover Boy. I know a couple of songs. However, oh, they were on my list. Son of a bitch. Okay.
Turn me loose.
Oh. I cannot believe no one said this. The Weeknd. That is my next pick.
I knew.
1,000 times better than Drake.
Whatever.
The Weeknd.
No way.
I totally forgot I had him on there. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Even though all his songs are mostly about drugs, I don't care. 1,000 times better than Drake. I sat and had to listen to
some songs and then I decided nope.
Wait, nope on The Weeknd? Okay, from someone who picks Celine Dion, I'm not really taking you as a... as an arbiter of great music. So.
Again, just to say, The Weeknd loves BTS. He does podcasts about them.
What is with you and BTS? Maybe we switch over to a Korean band.
I that was my vote, but no one heard me.
It would be only one. BTS. Exactly. BTS would be like
No. Oh,
with the first pick, with
don't
the first
make
pick,
me Jerry embarrass chooses... myself and start. I know.
With the first pick, Terry chooses BTS. Draft is over.
We got.
Oh my God. Oh, okay, Jamie. First of all, you banged your girlfriend to who? Who did he bang his girlfriend to? I forgot already.
Who did he say?
We'll find it. It's here. It's still here. It's always going to be here, Jamie. It's never going away. Shania Twain? No, it wasn't Shania.
Is it Nickelback? No.
Jamie, who'd you bang your girlfriend to? Don't make me find it.
It's gonna. I'm looking.
I can't find it. Oh my God! I hope it wasn't Neil.
Dion, now.
It was Celine Dion. He banged his girlfriend to Celine Dion?
No.
Of course.
Oh, it was. Oh, Jamie.
Of course.
Jamie.
Told you.
Jamie.
I hope she's watching.
It's just something to be proud of.
Right?
Oh, wow. Jamie, you went from Celine Dion to banging girls to The Weeknd. That's pretty awesome, actually.
Oh, and now he's got Kyle supporting him.
I know, which, Kyle, I hope your wife's not listening because that's just wrong. All right. That's just wrong.
Who did you choose? The Weeknd?
Huh. Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Please. All right.
Not a great speller. I'm just saying.
He doesn't have to be a great speller. He's a great musician. No, he's probably not a great musician. He's a great singer. Hey, Terry, Celine Dion. Every time you say something, I'm either going to say Celine Dion or BTS, all right? And that should just stop it.
Good.
Stop it.
You sing her songs.
What song of Celine Dion do I sing?
No, I said you in general, not you as in Gladys.
Okay, good. Because that would be wrong. That would be so wrong. Buying condos with cold cash. So cool. Banking to
Celine. I have my last two picks ready to go. So
I'm sorry. It's not your time. It's my time. And I aim for my next pick. I'm going to try to figure out who you're going to pick and pick them.
You won't do it.
I won't because my next picks are... I'm going to go Joni Mitchell.
Love it. Great pick. Thank you.
Dude, I don't think you can get a more diversified list than mine. I'm just saying that. I'm just throwing that out there.
That doesn't make it a good list.
It makes it a great list. What are you talking about? Joni Mitchell.
Put that song, Pay Paradise. Put up a parking lot.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yeah.
Terry. Your turn. Terry?
Yes.
Your turn.
I'm going jazzy with Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. I see that. Absolutely. I see that.
Mm, yeah. I mean, I like Michael Bublé. I don't think I'd put him on my list, though. He would be like a sub on the bench. Because he sings everybody else's
song.
But
he's not Canadian.
He's not. Harry Connick's New Orleans. Yeah. It's New Orleans. That's like...
I know. That's what I said. I like him better, but we're doing Canadian.
But you just had to throw him in there so yeah, people would know that you like him. You're trying to redeem yourself from BTS. Sorry. That's... Harry Connick is the shit, but...
Yeah.
You still love the BTS, so...
Yes.
I can't say anything. All right. Round six. Last pick. Round six. Who you got, Kev?
So is this... We're going seven rounds, right? So
right.
I got two picks left.
Back to back.
So it don't matter what order I put these in.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Oh, okay. Then with my sixth round pick.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I am going with.
It doesn't.
The best sister act in all of rock and roll. And
if you say Heart?
Well, then Heart.
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I didn't know Heart was Canadian. Both of them are Canadian?
Both.
Huh. That's actually,
Are they sisters? He said sisters.
I'm not saying it's a good.
That's not good. I'm surprised they fell to me into the sixth round.
Okay. I'm going to say it's a good pick. I respect it. I'm not surprised they fell to you in the sixth round. Because again,
what?
I respect the pick. I think it's an okay pick, but I'm not surprised they fell to you. Come on now. You got Weeknd. You got The Weeknd. You got Bieber. You got BTO. You got Rush. Heart.
Nah. Heart was a should have been in the top three rounds for sure.
I'm gonna have to ask the gallery if that's a true statement, because I kind of don't think it is.
I got it. Well, I'm gonna say something, Terry. Do not judge me on this, but
too late.
You easily could have took Heart instead of BTO as your number one pick.
No.
For sure.
You're crazy.
Oh my God. Do we have to list all the Heart songs that were? Hold on, I'm gonna Google it. Alone. These dreams. What About Love? Barracuda, Crazy on You, Magic Man. All I want to do is make love to you.
Yeah.
I don't know Magic Man.
I can see.
I'm telling you. Barracuda, like Dreamboat Annie, that whole album was incredible.
I'll be honest. I didn't know they were Canadian.
Thank you. That is what I said.
When I Googled it, they weren't on the list.
They were never on any of my Canadian lists either. I need verification that they're Canadian.
Thank you.
Every list I looked at, none of them said Heart. So if anyone knows for sure.
They're from Vancouver, aren't they? Why can't they be disqualified if they're not Canadian?
Anyway, this band was based on.
They said they originate in Seattle, Washington.
But they're Canadian.
Kevin, it's all
I'm going to see. I'll read more.
Disqualified himself from picking off my spots.
Are you reading Wikipedia?
No, but I will.
Is the New Pornographers? The New Pornographers? That's a band? Jamie, that's as bad as The Band. I'm not going to lie. That pick is as bad as The Band pick. Jamie, you know what? No matter what you say on that song, you still redeemed yourself with the...
You know what?
What? They aren't Canadian, are they?
Wikipedia says Heart is an American rock band formed in Seattle.
Yeah, but I think their dad was a draft dodger and moved to Canada.
So that doesn't make them Canadian.
Anchor Babies.
No, I need another pick from you.
All right, my next pick then. My number six pick, yes. Arcade Fire.
Okay, Arcade Fire. Heart is out. Arcade Fire in. Because our Canadian cheated.
What? A little embarrassed.
You should be a little embarrassed. You should hang your head low.
I'm sort of over that though.
Canada. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
You just gotta know how to
use it.
For my last pick. You know what? Nobody's picked like Leonard Cohen or any, like, I'm not picking him. That's an easy pick.
Okay.
I'm going to the heart of Gladys here. I'm going right to your heart.
Let's see this.
I've never seen anyone want to have more, what do you call them? Adopted from dogs than you.
Okay.
So I'm choosing in light of that.
Oh my God. No, you're not.
And her soundtrack.
No, you're not.
That commercial.
No, you're not.
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, okay. That commercial sucks, but okay. I totally get where you're coming from, and I appreciate you.
She's incredible. Me. She started that whole tour, that whole festival called Little Fair.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But that commercial sucks. Like showing all those dogs out in the cold.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. And
very sad, but.
I hate you putting that image in my head.
She supports adopting animals. So, but you know what?
Me too, Kyle. I thought he was going somewhere else with that.
What was he gonna? What did he think? What did you think I was gonna do, Kyle?
You know what he thought you were gonna do. It's what everyone thought you're gonna do. But no, you pull out the sad card. What is with you tonight? Like with all the sadness and morbidness.
It's been a day at work, Gladys. It's been a day.
All right. Been a day.
I didn't get Teacher of the Year award today. I'll tell you that.
Oh, not everyone can. I didn't get it either, Kev. You and me in the same boat.
All right, stop it.
Sisyphus, you talk, girl. Speak your truth. Terry.
Sisyphus,
speak your truth, girl.
Nope. Had a band that I know people don't like, or a new person. I'm having trouble.
I already picked Nickelback.
No, yeah, there was another one.
You already did that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll throw them out since you guys don't know this one. Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, yes.
Bare Naked Ladies. People love Bare Naked Ladies.
They love them.
I love Bare Naked Ladies.
They sing the theme to the Big Bang Show.
Oh, really?
They do. You're right. One week, did you look at me?
I love Bare Naked Ladies. All right.
They're catchy. You know what? That's a great pick, Terry.
All right.
I end well.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to go the Guess Who.
American Burton Cummings, one of the greatest.
Oh.
Frontman ever in Canadian music.
Thank you very much. It was either that or Cowboy Junkies, and I didn't want to do Cowboy Junkies. I thought I'd go with
I'm not mistaken, and I might be because I've known to be mistaken.
Yeah.
The Guess Who offshoot band Bachman Turner Overdrive. Because I think Randy Bachman was in the Guess Who.
So what you're saying is my last pick surpasses your first pick. No, it wouldn't be equivalent because it's
better.
It's better. Yes.
Maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't, but I thought he was.
All right, Burton Cummings. Let's see your. I will take Southern Dance that you all did not draft. And I think let's go.
Randy Bachman. Yep, Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive was an original member of the Guess Who.
So what we're saying again to reiterate is that
Jamie,
I win the draft.
I almost did 3 Days Grace.
I almost did Sum 41. I had them on there. Huh. I need to see Kyle's 7 undrafted, best undrafted free agent band.
I'm surprised nobody took Brian Adams.
I had 3 Days Grace.
Brian Adams, he just says that only song you know is a song from what? What movie was that?
Robin Hood.
No, I don't think it was Robin Hood. Three Musketeers.
Yeah, he had a huge song.
Three Musketeers. Yeah. If you ever love a woman or something like that, right? Are you Googling it? Is that what's happening? Is that what's going on? Yeah. Okay.
No, it was everything I do for you from Robin Hood.
I am.
Right. All right.
Everything I do.
Kyle's
Billy Talent. Oh, so, you know, Billy Talent, that's great punk music right there. Our Lady Peace, Metric for sure. Yeah. He knows what he's talking about.
Okay, maybe if you're Canadian, he knows what he's talking about. Because I've never heard of Les Colocs. I've never heard of the Sheepdogs. I never heard of
Protest the Hero.
You've heard of them?
No. That's what I'm saying. You were listing things you never heard. Me either.
I said Protest the Hero. Sure. So, undrafted, like... Three of them, like Brian Adams, I can see, yes. Our Lady of Peace, I can see, yes. Billy Talent.
Great band. Punk band. Great punk band.
Which one? Billy Talent?
Yeah.
It's a band, not a person?
I think they are. No, it's a band.
Huh. Pretty sure Canadian and Clevelander created Superman together. What the? I'm not really sure why the mocks make Jamie's thoughts always go to sex. Because, I mean, I don't even know. Even the serial killer mock, Jamie Foxx went to sex.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
There's some good, you know what? There were some good rap bands too. Like, the, I mean, the rappers too as well. There was Maestro Fresh West. There was...
Canadian? Are these guys Canadian? Okay.
Yep.
Well, yep. I'm going to throw, since you threw in Hart, since he's from Detroit, which is close to Canada, I'm going to throw Eminem in there.
Yeah, but you made me take away my pick, so you can't do that.
That's true, I did. That's true.
Yeah, right. So it don't count.
No, it didn't count, but, you know, it was a thought that he could be in there because Hart was in there, so non-Canadian best.
When I Googled...
When you Googled...
Katie Lane came up.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is, yeah. But she hasn't put anything out in, like, forever, has she?
She had that duet with Roy Orbison back in the day, too.
Right, so...
yeah,
that was nice. She did a bunch of Patsy Cline songs too. She did like Crazy.
Patsy Cline, that's the greatest all-time song, Crazy. Okay. All right. So the draft is over. Jamie's already said I won, and Jamie is like the last word. So
no, let's see what Kyle says.
It doesn't matter what Kyle says. He's Canadian. We've already talked about this. Kyle's Canadian. His vote doesn't count. Canada does not get a vote in the U.S. Do they? I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't know. It made sense in my head before I said it out loud. But I think Kyle's going to... I don't know. Sisyphus, you talk... Hey, quit telling your dog to stop. She needs to, like, speak what she wants. Oh, my God. Kyle.
He just wants...
He wins because of one band? That's not, in a 7-round draft, he wins because of one band. Like, one band's going to take over all the others in the draft.
It's crazy. Absolutely. It's like 100%.
Okay.
It's like choosing who's the number one pick in an NFL draft that we would pick?
Austin Eckler.
Possibly. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that would be
it. But it's the best band, though. No.
It is. So, it, like, if you choose the best player in the draft, you win. You probably win the draft.
Okay, but I had a band that whose member was an offshoot of another band that was picked 101. Come on now.
That just means you chose better than Terry.
And he says laughing.
There was love. There was a lot of love in that laugh.
No. I heard that tone.
The next draft okay we're doing Jamie, which I'm really, you're going to really find it hard to find, like, sex in the next draft. The next draft is best running backs of all time.
Oh, my God.
You can join that.
Whose draft is that? Who's the...
Jorge Martin's draft. You can join.
If you need someone to add to that draft, reach out to me.
We always can add people. Kyle's doing it. You want to be on with Kyle. Like, your bromance can continue past this.
Kyle and I will only pick Canadian running backs.
Running backs.
From the CFL. Gary Metcalf. That's it.
All right. So, everyone, thank you very much for joining. I appreciate you all. Kevin, I sincerely appreciate you and your Pinot Noir. I'm glad.
Thanks for putting up with me. Thank you very much.
It was good meeting you.
And Terry?
You too, Terry.
Thank you. And your hideous reception.
Yes.
You're going to have to get that fixed, man.
I should send a GoFundMe for teachers, huh?
Yeah. You should.
Just, you know what? We'll just pay your internet bill.
And you guys, so next week, Kyle and his bros will be on for the Dynasty Gambit on Thursday. Oh, no, they won't. Next Thursday's a drop, isn't it? No. Nope. Next Thursday, Dynasty Gambit. Then the Thursday after that, we will not be having the no particular order because that Thursday is the draft. Going for Two has drafts. People on all day long for that draft. Come join us. I will be on like late because apparently since I'm on the West Coast, I can come on at 10 o'clock and it's okay. So we will be like, Jay and I will be the last ones on. And then Kyle, Dan, and Izzy, no doc, will be on Friday for the part of the draft. Oh, yeah. Next Thursday, Kyle will be talking about rookies. What a surprise in draft season. Kyle, anytime Kyle talks, you guys should listen. Like, if you guys are playing best ball, even if you're not playing best ball, if you want to know anything about Dynasty or who to draft. You listen to Kyle's show. Whatever show Kyle's on, jump on it. Listen to it. The man knows what he's talking about. He is, after all, a hipster nerd. So that is
good
what
to know. To do.
Thank you. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. Giving lots of information. All right. We're going to go because I know Terry's getting ready to go to bed because she's tired. Thank you for joining us from Florida, Terry. I'm going to go I'm going to go find something to eat somewhere. Maybe feed my dog. I don't know. He's already eaten. I do talk a lot. There's a lot to listen to. Kyle, you're the best. Kyle knows everything, you guys. He makes me sad that I don't know half the stuff he does. But so next Thursday, Dynasty Gambit. Next Monday, Kyle's press coverage too. Dude, you get Kyle upon Kyle upon Kyle. Even though he's Canadian, there's nothing more you could want. Go to Kevin's Instagram account. I'm telling you, it's worth the look. KG Denver 70.
It's worth a look just to see my girlfriend.
His girlfriend is super hot. Like,
he's the best.
If I were into women, I would I'd probably take it from her. But luckily, I'm not.
She's the best part of me, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know. Nick's a pretty good part of you.
Ah, that's true too. I love that kid.
Your son.
They're gaming. I'm sure they're playing, killing some sort of goblins or something on the internet.
And you guys, we will see you in 3 weeks to do the running back, best running back of all times drafts, Jorge Martin, Kyle Sinra, Kevin G, someone else on, I can't remember who it is, and myself. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Cheers.